Agenda item nine is department heads' reports. Mr. Jimmy, you want to go first?
Sure. In February, there were a total of 136 traffic stops with a total of 157 citations, and I've given you a report on how those are broken down, and five calls for service. Also, we have the new patrol car in. We're, hopefully by the end of the week, I'll have the graphics on the side, and we can put it in service.
And how much money you leave?
None.
A lot, a lot. Anyway, it's a very nice vehicle, and I appreciate the council for allowing us in. Also, we've hired a part-time deputy. He couldn't be here tonight, he had to pick up his son, but his name's Jacob Sanford, he's from here in Tenahoe. He's about 22 years old. He's been working with us now 2 weeks, he's catching on real quick.
Are you finished? Okay, I'm serious or whatever, because I've had two complaints.
Okay.
Actually, more than two. What is gonna be the schedule? Because I'm confused. I know I work during the day and stuff, but like, what is the schedule? Do you and Darren work the same schedule?
No.
Okay, so like, what's the schedule? Like, I guess or whatever I'm asking, can we start having a schedule present? That way I can see who is on, who's supposed to be on call, who's supposed to be working the streets and stuff, because the car is parked a lot.
Do you have somebody? Darren's usually on until about 10 o'clock.
On what nights?
Tuesday through Saturday.
Okay. The problem is that when we don't have anyone, and this has been an ongoing problem, when we don't have anybody on patrol, something happened in Tenahoe, and Center is really not wanting to send anybody to Tenahoe. I'm sorry, but that is the truth.
Center shouldn't send anyone.
Well, we don't have anybody. Yes, and Center would tell us or whatever.
Are you referring to Shelby County?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm talking about Shelby County. We had an incident that occurred, we actually had two incidents that occurred right up here in our dollar store. We had one where someone hit another person's car, wanted to leave the scene of the accident, and that could have been a big misunderstanding, and they had to stay and wait before somebody got there. Then we had another individual that walked in the dollar store with a mask on and told the girls there.
They never called.
And it will tell the girls there, well, you know, give me all the money off the cash register.
They never called
anyone. And she knew him and told them to go home. The point I'm making is, what if they didn't know that individual?
They never called 911, the sheriff's department.
No, but the thing of it is, what if they didn't know that individual? We had nobody on call that night.
Oh, yeah, somebody's 24/7.
No.
No, 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 no.
We take calls.
On what number?
We get called out.
The sheriff's department.
The sheriff's department knows how to contact us.
The sheriff's department is not working. That's what I'm telling y'all. The sheriff's department is not working. But that's just it. Everybody don't have that number. And so when you dial 911 and you talk to the sheriff.
I talked to
exactly.
Shelby County Jail the night that my car got hit at the dollar store. I dialed 911 because I didn't have no other number. This is what the lady told me. There was nobody on call in Tenahoe at that particular time. She said I would try to get someone out there, but do not have a deputy on duty. And I'm like, here it is.
I thought Deputy Gray came out.
Came out. They come to my house 45 minutes later. I had made it home. And he said he wasn't on duty. So my point is, and I know I'm just signing the paper.
Yeah.
My point is, it's a lot of people that don't have good understanding.
Here's the situation.
Can I finish?
There's 168 hours in the week.
But it's a lot of people don't have good understanding here in Tenahoe. That could have been a killing right up here. Because what if it hadn't been me? It could have been some young person. And these young kids not. And I'm just going
to
be real.
Allow me to hire two
they on drugs. They drinking. That could have been a shootout right there. But me being an adult and older, I accepted it and went home. But my point is, I did dial 911, and I got the sheriff department in Selma. Now, that lady told me it was not a deputy on duty in Tenahoe, but she would try to dispatch someone to come out. Mm-hmm. And that's when, what was the guy's name?
Darren.
He came to my house 45 minutes later. But still wasn't nothing done.
He published those numbers in Shelby County today and said he was the middle of the 21st.
Okay, and I mean, I understand, but what I'm saying is, it needs to be somebody to do that.
If we could hire 2 to 3 more deputies, we would have 24-hour coverage.
Yeah.
We don't necessarily need like 24-hour coverage, but what I'm saying is that the issue, okay, if you saying that if we call 911 and it tells us, you know, it's gonna dispatch to Shelby County, what we're saying is that
Shelby County in turn calls us.
Okay. Listen to what I'm telling you. Shelby County is telling us, telling the citizens here in Tenerhall that it is no one available. That's what I'm saying. So
I can't speak for Shelby County.
Exactly, and that's what I'm telling you or whatever. So I need for somebody to get in touch with Shelby County to get this resolved. Because what it's saying is that our citizens are at risk. No one wants to come and protect our people. That's the problem there. I'm not saying that you feel that way, but I'm saying that if we dial 911, I need somebody sent.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. And if I got somebody out here on this PCP walking down this railroad track naked, we got kids that saying that it was nobody brought to their attention.
We can have 24-hour coverage if you allow me to hire 2 to 3 more deputies.
If we are supposed to be in with Shelby County, it is a communication problem.
This is the problem.
They call us and we come out. I mean, I don't know what how else to say it. You know, you call 911, they in turn call us.
Okay, and, well then we need to see who. I guess we need to start asking the lady that answers the phone. Ma'am, what is your name? Because apparently you're not doing your job. That's what I'm saying. No, it may not fall on you, but it's gonna fall on whoever is answering that phone. That's what she telling our people. And I'm just saying this so our people don't end up getting hurt. I'm not trying to be ugly, but I'm being serious. These people is getting on these drugs. It's going to be summertime, kids out of school. We need better coverage. So I'm just asking, go to Shelby County and tell them we need better communication between you and your
what
people.
What we've got to do as citizens and community members of Tenerhall, and I can tell you this first off, and like me or dislike me, I've called the Sheriff's Department. This is back before I was ran for mayor or anything else. I get that response. We'll have to call Tenerhall first. Well, that's fine.
Right.
But in the meantime, dispatch a deputy because we all pay the same taxes everybody else within the community pays. So, you know, just because we live in the city of Tenerhall doesn't mean we're immune from being able to have the same protections that the county's got.
Exactly, and that's our problem, though.
What
it's
I'm
nothing against
is,
you, but they're not seeing it.
They until, don't work for me. I can't go up there.
Until
I can't,
we start
I can't
holding
them, I can't chastise them.
And so
they don't work for
we
me.
Start holding the sheriff accountable.
Exactly.
Then
that's what I'm saying.
Blackman it's not going to change.
Blackman is not going to support Tenerhall.
We'll
put it that way.
That's a.
Cover
he's not
going to cover Tenerhall. He said it. Oh, I know. He took the sheriff, the youth patrol here at 12 o'clock. He took them out of Tenerhall.
I know.
He sure did.
You know, I understand what y'all saying. Blackwood already said he's not going to patrol Tenerhall.
But and if this is something y'all want to continue the discussion, is we will put it on the agenda. And, you know, if y'all feel the need for more coverage, then that's what y'all feel. And then y'all going to have to figure out how to. We're going to have to figure out how to budget it in the budget.
Yeah.
And
you don't have to have more coverage.
Get the coverage.
How many deputies we got right now?
Tom had 3. Tom, Jake, and.
And he had the same complaints. I was here. He had the same complaints.
They had the Rick down there. Tom from out of Nacogdoches. Tom was here.
Well, these guys leave. I'll tell you, I'm here whenever they come a lot of times. I mean, it's not like they're not responding whenever they're called.
I'm here too. And 9 out of 10, they call it Park right there. If you want to be truthful, it's Park right there.
Well, whenever you drive by here.
There's two of us. There's two of us.
You got a 24-hour care. Okay, you got 24 hours. You got what, 16 hours?
So in a 24-hour period, you're sitting across that street watching movement of that car.
You got 2 days off per week.
What time you come in the morning? You come on at 7:30?
Between 7 and 8.
7:00, 8:00. Say you start at 8:00. Mm-hmm. You can run from 8:00 to do your 12-hour shift. Then you bring Daryl in. Then Daryl does. Then y'all on weekend.
So we're gonna work 24/7.
Yeah, but then you're gonna run into. They only get 40 hours a week.
That's not gonna happen.
Yeah. He's not no truck driver.
Nobody knows when that car's moving. There ain't nobody sitting over there watching it 24/7.
That car don't move.
So we're gonna end this discussion here. Any more city council comments?
Okay, well, we may end that discussion, but it's gonna come back up because we need to nip this in the bud. And that's without emotions and stuff getting, I mean, I think whatever y'all getting offended and stuff, but we are representing the town. These people ask you, you know, to come and speak on their behalf. If somebody is coming to us, it is our job to speak for the public. Everybody can't make the meet. They not coming up here in a bad way. So take your emotions out. When you choose to work for the city, when you choose to represent the city, it's gonna be negative and it's gonna be positive, but you get ready because it's gonna be more negative. You know, people only see what they see. So if you can have a schedule of when you work and when he works, then guess what? That covers you. It's not that somebody is saying, oh, he not doing nothing. That's not it. But they trying to see when we have someone on duty. If Blackwell is not going to cover Tenner Hall, we have got to come together as a town and get ourselves covered because something serious is going to happen in Tenner Hall. And there we go. No coverage, waiting on Senator to come, waiting on Timpson to come, and nobody show up. That's what I'm saying. We can have people start breaking in people's house. We got too many elderly people. We got too many people, whatever, around here that's going to start fearing for their life. Because we're seeing how things is beginning to kind of spin out of control. When have you heard her lately?
That's good.
And stuff.
That's good.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying.
Any more? I'm good. All right. Listen.